This is a quick induction that I did not write myself, so I hope you enjoy it. I would like to take a moment to talk to you about lies. I mean, I think we all know what a lie is. A time where you did not tell the truth. Everyone has to lie at some point in their life, whether it's been a small harmless lie or a slightly larger one. Possibly you lied for good intentions, trying to protect someone or de-escalate a situation. Maybe it was for personal gain or personal reason. Regardless, we're not here judging you on past actions. What I did want to talk about is those grey areas. Things that are not really the truth, but also not really a lie. You know those times when a person asks a very simple, "How are you?" And the common response is to say, "I'm okay, how are you?" Even though you're not okay. I mean, you may not exactly be bad at that point, but you aren't great either. It's a sort of middle ground. I'm not good, but I don't want you to feel bad for me, isn't it? I mean, it's not like you want to lie and say, "I'm great," but then you don't really want to say, "I'm not doing too well." So you settle for, "I'm okay." In this case, is it a lie or is it the truth? On one hand, you're not outright lying, but on the other hand, are you really telling the whole truth? It's funny how the dualism of truth and lie is not as binary as it seems. Many people will say that if it's not the truth, it's a lie and vice versa. But in everyday life, we constantly say things that slip through the cracks between the two opposites, which brings us onto another interesting point about contradictions. The next sentence is a lie. The previous sentence is the truth. How does this work? Let's first assume that the first sentence is the truth. This means that the second sentence must be a lie, correct? So follow that logic. The previous sentence is the truth is actually a lie. So the first sentence is actually a lie, which means the whole premise of working this out, assuming the sentence is the truth, has fallen down. Now maybe your brain is hurting a little, or maybe you're feeling confused, and that's okay. But there's still one side we must look at. Let's assume the first sentence was a lie. In this case, the second sentence must be the truth, and such the previous sentence must also be the truth. And then once again, this contradicts our premise of the first sentence being a lie, which causes the whole logical argument to fall down again. Oh wow, even I'm a little confused about this now. Well, let's just say that I wouldn't lie to you. I mean, you can trust me, right? So far, I've only said the truth. I mean, if there is a flaw in the logic before, please let me know. That's if you can think about it without becoming too confused. Because, I mean, the more you think about that, the more it cycles, the more it spirals around and around, going deeper into your mind. And it just gets so confusing. Is the first sentence a lie? Is it the truth? Oh, it just gets so difficult. How about I shorten it a little? Try and make you a little less confused. I always lie. Or do I? You see, once again, if that statement is true, and I do always lie, then that means I cannot have just said that, because that makes me not always lie, because saying I always lie is the truth, isn't it? Oh no, this just loops around and around, spiraling down again inside your head. And I mean, by now you're probably so confused you don't even know what's a lie and what's the truth anymore, do you? Well, I can tell you one lie. One very simple, small lie. You are awake.